Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. I'm your host, Adam Patrick. I'm the editor and lead writer for thevikingage.com, covering the Minnesota Vikings. And as always, I'm joined by Chris Shad, who writes for us here at the Viking Age, as well as Bring Me the News and Zone Coverage. Always forget that. Before we start today's show, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and like this video. If you have done that already, we greatly appreciate that. Make sure to follow the Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. And the audio version of this podcast is always available on Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Go check that out. All right, before we get into any topics today, I want to play a little game, Chris, and try and see if I can do this when I host, because it seems pretty simple. But we're going to play the which former Viking was born on this day game. It's kind of inspired a little bit by, I'm sure you're familiar with the random Viking of the day from Purple Daily. I love that. I'm always listening to it and like shouting in my kitchen whenever I hear that, because I'm like, it's Mawaldi Moore! It's Mawaldi Moore!
Pride of Tulane.
Yeah, but I always enjoy that. So it's a little bit inspired by that, but I wanted to take a little different approach to it. So it's just, who was born on this day? Which former Viking was born on this day? So today is Monday, February 27th. So I'm going to give you, Chris, I'm going to give you four clues, and you'll get two attempts to guess which former member of the Vikings is celebrating a birthday today. And you can also ask one question to me about this player to help you with your guess. So are you ready for the four clues?
So,
all right. So this former player is turning 34 years old today on February 27th. This former player spent three seasons with the Vikings. This former player wore number 12 with the Vikings. And this former player caught a total of two touchdowns in his three seasons with the Vikings.
Is it Charles Johnson?
It is. Great. Yeah.
I was going to guess Percy Harvin because that was 12, but it seemed too obvious. And I don't know. Two touchdown receptions seems a little low. But
yeah, Charles Johnson. At one point, we thought he was the number one receiver for the Vikings. So, my, how far
those
we've come.
Interesting times.
My, how far we've come to Justin Jefferson now. Much, much better now. But yes, Charles Johnson turns 34 years old today. I believe he was drafted by the Packers, I think, in the seventh round, and the Vikings wound up picking him up. And then he went on to play in like the XFL or USFL or something like that. So, I don't believe he's in the NFL anymore, but brief career, you know. A cup of coffee here. Glad he was born today. Chris, you blew it out of the water. You won easily. But all right, let's get into some topics. First on the board, I've got this little report from NFL Media's Tom Pelissero. He recently tweeted that the Rams have had trade talks about six-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey, and league sources now believe that it's very likely that Ramsey will be dealt in the coming weeks. Now, Jalen Ramsey signed a five-year, $100 million extension with the Rams in 2020. And if a team ends up acquiring him in the near future, he'll have a cap hit of $17 million in 2023. Now, the Vikings currently cornerbacks, I believe, under contract are Andrew Booth, Caleb Evans, and Cam Dantzler. So they could use some help and some experience. Ramsey seems pretty pricey, probably to acquire, and pretty pricey to keep on your roster, but he's still very good. I think he was PFF's number three graded cornerback this year. He was an all-pro just a year ago. He made the Pro Bowl again this year, so he's still playing at a high level. Should the Vikings do whatever they can to trade for Ramsey? this offseason.
I don't think they're really in a position to. When you look at the state of the roster, I mean, he would be a good fit for the Vikings. I actually wrote a story about this at Zone Coverage today. One of the interesting things is that he doesn't play a lot of man. I think there's only one corner in the entire league with a minimum of 20% of the league lead in snaps that played less man than Jalen Ramsey did. And he gave up 140 passer rating ballpark. Mm-hmm. In man coverage last year. So there's a reason why they don't do that. So when you look at Brian Flores, yeah, Ramsey is a very, he's a very versatile corner. He can go in the slot. He's a rare shadow corner in the NFL. But when I look at Ramsey, his cap hit is very high. So the Vikings would have to try to find a way to squeeze that in. I don't know if you do like another extension or whatever. Yeah. I mean, at this point, if you don't do it this offseason, maybe you do it next season with 2 years left on the deal. He's a very good cornerback. It's just also you got to think about what you have to give up picks wise to go get him. So like this team, we've talked about it before. It has a lot of needs. It's like you probably need at least one starting linebacker. You probably need three cornerbacks. You probably need a center, maybe even a guard that doesn't step on its own quarterback's feet from time to time. A second wide receiver, a running back, and you need all these things when you're $24 million over the salary cap and you have four picks in the upcoming draft, one in the top 89 or whatever it is. So it is very, I don't know, like Kwesi talked about going full Rams last May. And this is like the type of thing you avoid, especially in the Vikings situation. Yeah. You want to get a 3 or 4 year window. And I don't think that the Vikings came in here last year, looked at the current team and say, we have a championship window with Kirk Cousins right now. Championship window should be with Justin Jefferson on this next contract, which is probably going to be about 4 years, $60 million guaranteed. And I don't know. I think it's going to be $130-140 million.
Very least. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a baseline deal looking at some of the deals that got signed, but the window is with Justin Jefferson. It's not with Kirk Cousins as much as people want to. I mean, we'll get into that later, but
it's not the Vikings window isn't Kirk Cousins' career like it is with, you know, the Bengals and Joe Burrow. It's not.
Kirk Cousins was 25, maybe, but
I don't even know about that. Even though I asked you this question, I do believe very similarly to you. I just don't think the Vikings are in a position, at least this offseason, to be a team that trades for players. I think they're a team that is in a better position to give up players to get more picks and get more assets because they just don't. They need cap space. They need picks. They need to get younger. Like they're not. They're not a team that's, you know, built right now to take on a contract like Ramsey's or a player at his point in his career. You look at a team maybe like the Lions or the Raiders or the Dolphins who are probably better in a better situation right now than the Vikings are in terms of being able to trade for someone like Jalen Ramsey. It stinks because you're like, you see a player like Jalen Ramsey doesn't, you know, you don't expect them to be on the market. And he's apparently on the market, even though I think he laughed it off on Twitter or whatever, but everyone does that. But if the Vikings somehow worked out a trade for Jalen Ramsey, what does that tell you about the Vikings' intentions for the 2023 season?
Tells me they're hypocrites, first of all. Like, you know, you can't sit there and bash the Rams and then all of a sudden just, you know, this would be going full Rams. It's basically bashing your head against the wall until it bleeds trying to make this Kirk Cousins window happen. I know they won 13 games last year. I know they won the NFC North. The problem is they got bounced in the first round of the playoffs, just like they did with Mike Zimmer outside of the 1 year Rudolph pushed off. And
maybe.
Yeah, it just I look at this team and I say this team's not a Jalen Ramsey away from contending for a title. Yeah. It would be nice. It would sell some jerseys. People would be excited about this team. But I don't see, like, you know, they are going to have to get rid of players. You have to get rid of more players if you bring Jalen Ramsey aboard, unless like he's going to take some insane extension that just brings his cap hit down to nothing. So it's just a move. Like, you look at the Rams, if they don't win the Super Bowl last year, there's a lot of people getting fired. Like, they go 5-12 this year. I mean, fuck them picks turned into fuck them picks because the Lions have the 6th overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like that whole former strategy.
GM, former executive or whatever has it. He's right. The GM for the Rams now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got his Super Bowl ring. He can throw that around as much as he wants because it worked. But now, like the next couple of years, like they don't have draft pick this year. Their 2024 and 2025 draft picks. They offered in a trade for Brian Burns, which is insane. Like at some point, you know, you have, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're basically correcting their own mistakes with and they're not really mistakes because they won a Super Bowl. But if they didn't, it would just be like, dude, these guys are idiots. What are they doing? Like, it's like that one fantasy football manager in your dynasty night. And he's like, I'll give you rounders and a third rounder for Jalen Waddle. What do you think about that? And then you have some people in a fantasy league who decide to keep giving the same owner first round picks and wondering why he's absolutely stacked every year. I don't know if you've ever been in a fantasy. I don't know. I've never been a part of that in my life. So maybe shine some light on that. I'm not upset about it at all.
It doesn't sound like it at all. I think you said it. You nailed it, you know, hit the nail right on the head there. The Vikings are not a Jalen Ramsey away from winning the Super Bowl. Their defense needs a lot more help than what Jalen Ramsey can provide them. I think this is and as much as I'm choking up here, as much as exciting as it would be,
get emotional about this.
Yeah, I love Jalen Ramsey so much. As exciting as it would be to get a player like Jalen Ramsey, the possibility is pretty low right now. You know, stranger things have happened with the Vikings. Stranger things have happened already with Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, you know, trading for TJ Hawkinson and things like that. But I think if you ask the Rams, you know, would they trade all those picks again? Of course, they'd say yes, because they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But you can understand why Sean McVay, like the last 2 years, has been like, I don't know if I want to come back.
It's the Sean Payton thing. It's the Sean Payton thing. Yeah. He saw the cap thing. And he's like, we're not going to win anything here. So he booted and now he's in Denver.
Now he's with Russell Wilson.
Huh.
That's
apparently really likes Sean Payton from what I read.
He wanted Sean Payton, I think, to replace Pete Carroll
in Seattle.
But who doesn't like, I know a lot of people are ragging on Russell Wilson. Just a side note here. Like what quarterback or what player hasn't like wanted to bring their own coach in? Like there's been so many instances of that. And I think Russell Wilson's, everyone's like piling on him right now because it's super easy. Not that I'm saying he's like this great, awesome person, because he's super awkward and weird and everything, but you read a little bit more
charity money
for allegedly. I don't want to get in trouble.
Him and Brett Favre could hang out.
Yeah,
well, I better stay away from that.
Don't do that. I don't want to get I don't want to get served like Pat McAfee did, because
Pat McAfee can handle the news. It. We can't.
Favre will drain us just like he did in Mississippi. Whoops, did I say that? Moving
There's
on.
A knock at the door. Shit, I better go.
Moving on to the Vikings' current quarterback, Kirk Cousins. We've been talking about him all offseason because he's Kirk Cousins. And he's the quarterback, and that's how it goes. But in addition to his report about Ramsey, Tom Pelissero also mentioned Friday when he was talking about Kirk Cousins and a possible extension this offseason. He basically stated that he doesn't anticipate the Vikings and Kirk Cousins agreeing to another one-year extension like they did last year to create cap space or whatever. He thinks it's either going to be Cousins gets a multi-year contract or contract extension, or the Vikings will have him play out his final year of his contract in 2023. Knowing this, if it's true, if you believe it to be true, what would you like the Vikings to do with Cousins' contract this offseason?
Well, I think it leaves you with two options. Either you do a, you know, four-year extension that goes through the end of Cousins' career, or you have him write out, in a perfect world, he plays till he's 46, like Tom Brady, like some people think he will.
And he'll have no Super Bowls. That would be his.
Yeah, no, just 1 year contracts at age 46.
Vinny Testaverde.
You know, here's what I'll put it into two categories. Because if they like my view for the 2023 season as of right now, obviously I want the Vikings to win from a fan standpoint. Yeah. If they don't, I'm totally okay with it.
Right.
I am. So if they go into the next season, or even let's say they surprise us and they trade up for Anthony Richardson, I read something, Bryce Young's going to measure at 5'10 at the scouting combine and like nobody's going to draft him now, which if you want to pass on him and let him drop to 23 or 24, you knock yourself out. I'll take a risk there. But, you know, if it's a 1 year deal, it's $36.25 million. Have Kirk play it out. Yep. And I mean, the one thing that's risky about that is that if Kirk balls out and you go, okay, let's go to I think I'll test free agency. Like, you didn't give me an extension. Like, and then you're SOL and you're trying to figure, I mean, you're signing Matt Ryan or something.
Well, no, but are you SOL? Because you get a bunch of cap space.
So yeah, that's true.
You can sign a quarterback who's either,
or you can make a deal.
Or you can trade for somebody. Yeah. So you're not.
This is true.
You get a lot of cap space if he's
sure.
Gone, so.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, you're right. But.
No, yeah. I understand you because that's the way a lot of people are like, oh, well, then Kirk Cousins might leave.
Well, and that's like, how the Vikings think. Like the Vikings think like if Kirk Cousins leaves, then they'll have nobody.
And we might only win really, one playoff game in 5 years.
There's always options. There's always. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, somebody wants, I mean, Carson Wentz was like traded at this time last year and he got released today, which nobody saw that coming. But like, there's always options at quarterback. Yeah. So if they let him ride it out, I'm willing just to let the 2023 season out. And oh, damn, the Vikings went 4-13 and now we're going to pick fourth in the draft. That sucks. What are we ever going to do? Oh, hey, Caleb Williams, what's up? Actually, he'll probably be one. But I mean, next year's quarterback class is pretty loaded as of right now. If it's a 4 or 5 year deal, it's imperative that it is not a fully guaranteed. Or even if it's a 3 year deal, it's imperative that a thing is not fully guaranteed because they need to have cap flexibility. Where, you know, if it's a 4 year deal and, you know, they get in the next season, they're like, we're kind of screwed. Hey, Kirk, we're just going to give you a little bit more up front. We're going to push some money down the road like we always do. And you'll get your money. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because he probably won't because he'll get cut. But I think that's what you have to do if they're going to do a long term. Is Kirk Cousins' camp open to that? Because in the past, he hasn't been. It's all been about getting every penny you can. I heard on Purple Daily today that Kirk Cousins is 11th in all-time career earnings in NFL history, and the other 10 players ahead of him have a Super Bowl. So,
I think I read a quote today. I was looking about pay cut stuff because people were getting mad about Phil Mackey mentioning, you know, why can't Kirk Cousins take a pay cut? Like, what's so wrong about that? He's still gonna be able to like feed his family. And I think I found a quote from Tom Brady back in the day where he was like, if I can't and my family can't survive on $60 million, you know, over 2 or 3 years, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
So
stop investing in those car washes, buddy.
So, and about the contract length, I wouldn't suspect that he would agree to a 4 or 5 year deal because they haven't done that in the past. So why should we believe that, you know, something's going to be different this time? Like, he's been pretty consistent as far as I want shorter deals. I want guaranteed money. I would say if he wants a multi-year deal this time, the only way I'd be even slightly okay with it would be if he agreed to get rid of his no trade clause.
Mm-hmm.
Because that at least allows the Vikings to have a little bit of control. You still have to pay him. You know, he's still your quarterback. But if you want to make a move or you think it's not going to work out, then you can trade him without his approval. And people are like, that's not fair. He's been with the team long enough. He should be able to pick his team. I'm like, no, he works for the Vikings. The Vikings don't work for him. So, you know.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And here's the thing about no trade clauses now. I think they're going to be less common after what happened with Derek Carr.
Correct.
Because the Raiders said, all right, we're going to move on. It's like, hey, buddy, you want to waive your no? Yeah, go to hell.
Well, he was like, I'm going to go visit the Saints. And then he came back and he was like, I really like the Saints, but I'm not going to approve a trade because I don't want to help you guys at all.
That's so yeah. Awesome, too. I love that. It's so funny to me. And the fact that he's actually had a good sense of humor about it. Like, he went off in that passing competition. He's like, have you ever been this hot in Vegas? And he's like,
that's why
I'm getting traded.
But, I feel like her cousin would kind of be like that, too, if he was on the way out. But, I'm in the middle of writing something that's probably going to make a lot of people mad. But, what has Kirk Cousins done to prove that he deserves another raise? Yes, the Vikings won 13 games last year. They didn't ever in any of his years before Kevin O'Connell got there, but they still lost in the first round of the playoffs. He has one playoff win in 5 years. Why should he be rewarded for not really doing much in his career? Like, you don't pay people based on their experience. You pay them based on their performance.
Or in this case, the people around them. Because I think what Kirk Cousins' camp is going to be like is, well, Daniel Jones wants $45 million. Screw Daniel Jones. Right. This isn't about Daniel Jones. Yeah. He'll buy a Donatello fruit basket for the rest of his life. I don't know.
Exactly. Just because someone else, younger and with a higher ceiling right now at this point in their career gets paid more doesn't mean you have to get paid more. Like, that's not how things work. Like, you have to still prove yourself. Like, I would like Kirk Cousins to play this final year of his contract. And if he goes out and leads the Vikings to, let's say, an NFC championship, then go right ahead. Go right ahead and pay him, because he proved to you that he can get you further than he ever has before. And he's like, and then fine, you can figure something out and give him, the money that he has earned. But at this point, I don't think he's earned a raise or anything like that. And some people might think that's unfair, but it's true. You shouldn't pay a player just because he's been there for a while and he's a veteran. Like, he's not Tom Brady. He's not Peyton Manning. He's not Drew Brees. He's not even Ben Roethlisberger. Like, what has he done to prove that he deserves to get a raise in this offseason? Like, go out and beat the Eagles on the road on Monday night. Just do that.
But he wore the chains, though, and I thought it was funny.
Yeah. He beat one of the worst teams. They had to stage the greatest comeback in NFL history against one of the worst teams in the NFL last year. They beat the Bills when Josh Allen was hurt or whatever. I'll give that to them. That win was impressive. That's probably one of the most impressive wins in Kirk Cousins' career with the Vikings. I will give that to you. But other than that, what was so impressive about Kirk Cousins last year that you think he is deserving of a raise? I don't think there's anything.
They'll say 8 fourth quarter comebacks, but why were you down in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, why did you need to do that?
That's the other. It's impressive. It was fun. I'm not going to lie. I have said this before. He is quarterback Ken Doll. Like, he is.
Yeah, you get what you get.
I mean, he's this plastic and nothing. I mean, I don't hate Kirk Cousins. Like, I don't want it to come across that way. But I mean, like, when it comes to quarterbacks, he's this, blonde hair, chiseled. Like, he's even got the fucking body for it, in those commercials on the plane with the chains and stuff. Yep. Like, you put chains on him and he could be like Joe Burrow and you can design this offense so he can succeed like Matthew Stafford or whatever. Who is Kirk Cousins as a quarterback?
Yeah.
Like that's what bothers me. It's like, he does not have his own identity as a quarterback unless it's 4th and 8 in the playoffs. Justin Jefferson is doubled and I'm just going to check it down to TJ Hawkinson.
I didn't feel comfortable throwing it to Justin Jefferson.
I've mentioned it before. It's like the scene in Step Brothers where Dale, is at the talent show and they're all chanting, Kirk has a, Kirk has a, Kirk has a, he's like,
until proven otherwise, that's what you got to think. And we're saying Kirk is like this Ken Doll and blah guy. Apparently, he's the star of this Netflix show that's coming out in July. That's what
he's got a sense of humor.
That's what Peter King wrote about recently, about how Kirk Cousins was like an open book for this show. And NFL Films said, like, he gave us like the most player access that any player ever given NFL Films in history.
And that's so smart on his point. That's it is. Smart on his point it because is. What's the knock about him? He has no I just said it. He's quarterback 10, right? So like if he goes out and he's just like this animated, like hilarious guy, more people are going to be like, and two, he can go up to the negotiating table and be like, dude, like I'm the face of your franchise. I'm a star.
I'm a Netflix. And I'd be like, cool, go get money from Netflix. Don't get it from me. Before we get off the topic of Kirk Cousins, I want to give you a would you rather. You have to pick one. So would you rather extend Cousins for at least three more seasons, and you have to keep Justin Jefferson. Well, and you get to keep Justin Jefferson. you have to keep Justin Jefferson. Or you don't extend Cousins at all, but you have to trade Justin.
I would extend Cousins for three more years. Wait, is the contract guaranteed or not?
Oh, I didn't go that far.
If it's fully guaranteed, I don't know. But the thing about Cousins and the thing about, like, there are people out there that are like, you want to trade Justin Jefferson? It's the same thing. Like, okay, well, first of all, Kirk Cousins is 35. Justin Jefferson makes Kirk Cousins' life a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the Buffalo game. Like, if,
yeah,
you know, so if you trade Kirk Cousins, like, you're basically the Packers. Like, what's the difference? You have this quarterback that you think is all pro. And you're throwing Alan Lazard or Samaje Torre or whatever his name is, or Romeo Doubs. Why don't we put more videos on TikTok, like juxtaposing him with Davante Adams, please? I don't know. Where did all those go? You know, and think about it this way. Like the Justin Jefferson thing, you have him helping out Kirk now. If you want to go on this whole who's our quarterback of the future thing, you know what would help that guy develop? Justin goddamn Jefferson.
Yeah.
Like
it's pretty good.
Just hey, welcome Anthony Richardson, welcome to Minnesota. Here's your key card. You see number 18 there. Anytime you're in trouble, throw him the ball. And if he's double, throw him the ball. Just
if you're a rookie, wouldn't you immediately just be like, I'm gonna get Justin Jefferson the ball as much as possible because he's just gonna make my life easier. And if I get intercepted throwing to Justin Jefferson, people are gonna be like, well, at least you're throwing to Justin Jefferson. You weren't checking
that's
down.
That's what they would have said about Kirk if he had thrown the ball on fourth.
Yeah. I think you have to go with the scenario where you keep Justin Jefferson because you can't let him go. He's 23. He's 23. He's been that's insane.
It's not like he doesn't deserve the money too. Like,
he might have a decade left of like high level football in the NFL. If not more, the way he's playing and the way he, you know, takes care of his body and everything like that. Like he has a long time. So like, and there's parts of it where it's like, you want to keep him happy, but if you just get him the ball, you're going to do well. One, so that's going to help you win. And two, he's going to be happy because he's going to get the ball.
And if you get him the ball, you're probably going to win football games.
Right. So like, and he understands, he's not dumb. He knows that like Kirk Cousins isn't going to be there forever, his entire career. They're going to have to figure it out eventually. And you know, I think having Kevin O'Connell out there also helps. I think it would be different if Mike Zimmer was there and they're like, oh, let's get a new quarterback. And Mike Zimmer's here. Great. We're just going to run the ball, you know, 50 times a game. But with Kevin O'Connell there, I think he can probably feel a little bit more confident that he's still going to be able to get his touches, you know, every week and everything like that. So I think you, as much as it pains me to extend Cousins even longer, you got to go with the scenario where you keep Justin Jefferson. All right. Last thing. I put this out on the Viking Age on like our Facebook and Twitter last week, and it was a cut, trade, keep scenario where there's three players from the Vikings all under contract for next season, but you've got to decide which player you want to cut, which player you want to trade, which player you want to keep. Now I put Danielle Hunter in the graphic for Facebook and Twitter because I knew it would make it tougher for the Thielen fans, but I know how you are, so I put in Eric Kendricks instead. So here's the players I've got for you. I've got Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, Eric Kendricks. Who are you cutting? Who are you trading? And who are you keeping?
All right. So I thought about this a couple because like my first instinct was Eric Kendricks cut, no questions asked. And I think that's a lot of ways the Viking fans would think about it. But the value of keeping. So if Eric Kendricks, I mean, his name's been on the block. He has taken like the exact opposite route of Adam Thielen so far. Which makes me wonder if the Vikings went up to him and just said, okay, you're not what you were, right. Like Chad Greenway. You're not what you were. Right. We value you.
Right.
Would you take a pay cut?
Yeah.
And would you come back at that reduced rate? And because that way it kind of solves one of your problems this offseason, doesn't it? Yeah. Like if you put Eric Kendricks next to Brian Asamoah and you say, okay, we're going to roll with this for a year. Maybe we draft a linebacker in the third or fourth round, let him develop. And
his
role is
going to be different in Flores' his defense. His role
correct.
Gonna be yeah. Not, he's not going to be out in coverage every down.
Correct. So if I were to do it that, and so then you get, so I don't know, I would say cut Eric Kendricks. So then it's okay. Trade or keep between Dalvin Cook. Or let's do it this way. Let's have fun with it. Let's say keep Eric Kendricks. Okay. Keep Eric Kendricks. We like him in the locker room. He's willing to take less money. Let's keep Eric Kendricks. So then cut and trade Dalvin Cook or Adam Thielen. You're going to lose a lot of money if you cut Adam Thielen straight up.
Yeah.
But Dalvin Cook may have just salvaged. Hang on, I'm confusing myself here because I had this all laid out and I didn't write it down and everything else. All right, let's just say cut Eric Kendricks.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep Dalvin Cook and trade Adam Thielen.
Okay.
Because I don't know what you get back. Look, Dalvin Cook, you can bring him back and he's going to be effective.
Yeah.
Like you might even say that about Eric Kendricks. Like he's serviceable. Adam Thielen's barely serviceable right now. He had 1 yard per route run. It's been declined for the last three seasons. Where is it going to go next year? And if he comes back, how long before he suffers another lower body injury? Or is he even slower? Is he like, you know, I doubt he can keep that up for a full 17 game season. Dalvin Cook at least played 17 games and put up 1,000 yards last year. Right. So, I mean, worst case scenario, okay, we got to bring back Dalvin Cook at 14 million. Next year, we probably cut him or trade him or whatever. But if he runs for like 900 yards, that's at least serviceable.
Yeah. I'll take a different approach. I would keep Eric Kendricks. I would cut Adam Thielen, give him a post June 1 designation, get that extra cap space in the summertime, sign some people with your rookie class or whatever. And then I would trade Dalvin Cook because I think you can get the most out of these three. You can get the most in the trade for Dalvin Cook, whether that be a fourth round pick or a late third round pick. I think you can get the most with Dalvin Cook right now, like a team like the Dolphins or somebody that needs a running back that would be willing to just, you know, give up a simple draft pick to get Dalvin Cook. Because like you said, Dalvin Cook's still productive. And then I think if you had to choose between like the three, like who to keep, I would, if I had to keep and trade wasn't an option, cut wasn't an option. If I had to like keep one of the three, I would probably pick Dalvin Cook because I think he's still effective he can still be effective in the Vikings offense. He's still productive. He's still, you know, explosive. He had that, 80-yard run against the Bills last year. He still showed plenty of explosiveness, and I think even having him in the offense for another year would be beneficial for him to try and figure some things out. Maybe the Vikings could call the right place, like his agent said, but that's a different story. I would keep Kendricks, cut Thielen, and trade Dalvin Cook.
I think you had the theory that I was thinking with keeping Kendricks. I just didn't write it down, and yeah. Like you can get more out of a trade with Cook, and sorry, Adam.
it's okay, but I threw that
Baltimore
scenario out.
Needs a receiver.
Yeah, when I threw that scenario out with Danielle Hunter in it, a lot of people were like, trade Cook, keep Hunter, and like with crying emojis, cut Adam Thielen, because they're all like, I don't want to, but he's got to go. it's like a dying dog. It's like
Old Yeller.
We got to do it.
It's the Shawn Michaels Ric Flair.
Yeah, yeah.
Meme where he's like Ric Flair is just like, come on, and like Shawn's like, I'm sorry, yeah. I love you, and then bang.
You know, Adam Thielen, he's got plenty in the tank, plenty in the tank, just like Kyle Rudolph did when he left, you know, just like Kyle Rudolph.
Please, please, if we're going to do this, please ask Kyle Rudolph for his sweater. Like the got a lot of game left.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's gonna have Unreal make him something for, you know, his line or whatever. He's gonna come in with a
$20 million receiver right on the front of the shirt.
Yeah, at the very least, Thielen's gotta realize like, hey, he should be like aware enough to realize like I'm not worth 20 million. Like it's okay.
I doubt he's worth 10. What?
He's not. But if you got him down to 10, I think that would be fine. If you were able to get him, yeah. Like, but that's still too much. But that's helpful at the very least.
So over the cap evaluation of him, is $12.4 million.
How much?
$12.4 million.
Really? Seems kind of high.
Yeah, that's way higher than I thought it would be.
I don't think he would get that if he was cut or traded or whatever. I don't think he would get that from
no. I don't think he'd get close to that.
No, he wouldn't. And then if he comes back, he's got to realize he's probably not the number two guy. It's either going to be, you know,
yes,
a rookie or KJ Osborne or a free agent. So he's got to realize that too. I think that's part of the reason why maybe he's like, you know, maybe I'm not with the Vikings. Maybe I need to go somewhere and I can prove myself. You know, maybe I can go somewhere else where I'm going to get the second most targets on the team again. Not going to happen. But like, I don't know. He's got to have like a look in the mirror moment and face the music, I guess. But that's it for today for the Viking Age podcast. We will be back on Thursday. I think Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah will have spoken at the combine by then. So we should have a little bit more. There might be some rumors sneaking through the cracks here, you know.
Bar fight at St. Elmo's over a contract.
I think there was a quarterback I looked up the other day as a possible like backup. I think it was like Blaine Gabbert, just because. Whatever. And I look at his agent and it was Ben Dogger, and I'm like, oh nope, they're not gonna sign him. So that's not gonna happen. So yeah, we should find out some interesting stuff about this week, hopefully. You know, I don't expect Kevin O'Connell or Kwesi Adofo-Mensah to really say much in their press conferences. I would expect us to find out more in like the rumors and reports afterwards. So we'll keep an eye out for that. We'll probably talk about that stuff on Thursday. But yeah, once again, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to our channel and like the video and like the Viking Age on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. And the audio version of this podcast should be available in the morning on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts. But until next time, Chris and I talk to you later.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.